Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of the year is one of the sweetest, most loving times of the year for the Brett Mega Show because we launch the Cupid Project. This is where we asked, this all started organically last year, guys, where we asked a teacher, like, hey, is there a teacher that wants to have their classroom make handmade Valentines? And then we'll take those, like, that classrooms of Valentine's, we'll drop them off in a nursing home or senior citizen living facility to let them know people still love you, still care about you. Last year, we had 19 schools. We launched year number 2 of this. Mentioned it one time on the air. We're at 20 plus schools.
Yeah.
Where we're going to go hand collect these Valentines made from 20 different schools. Full schools are doing it. They have assemblies. They have all of these kids just throwing all of their hard work and effort and creativity and love into these Valentines. And then we're going to go distribute them to nursing homes and senior citizen facilities. But one of the hardest parts about doing this is Hannah, who organized it all last year, was actually finding senior citizen facilities to distribute them to.
Yeah, I mean, it was really stressful. I was already coordinating with all the different schools and then to call the nursing homes, and some of them didn't like fully understand, or they'd be intimidating, have us like come in with our video equipment and stuff. So luckily we found Melody.
Yeah, Melody Fox from Voice is going to come here and be part of the distribution to the nursing home. So thank you so much for everyone at Voice and for what you guys do.
Of course. Voice is used to doing this kind of thing because we run Project Holiday Cheer. So we distribute Christmas cards to the nursing homes, and we've got a good system in place. We've got a lot of volunteers. So we're excited to help out with this project.
Now talk to us about the feeling that those senior citizens get when they receive these Valentines or they receive the Christmas cards, because a lot of them have family members who can't visit or no longer visit or live farther away or whatever reason. What is the feeling and the vibe that they get when they receive these cards?
Yeah, loneliness is a huge problem in nursing homes, and it's one of the big reasons that we do Project Holiday Cheer is just to bring a little bit of warmth and a smile. And so we love that you guys are doing this. Our residents love cards from kids especially. So I love that you guys are working with the elementary schools and getting the kids to make the cards, because those are always really special. Those go over so well. They always bring a smile. We get reports that the residents are so happy. They keep the cards in their rooms. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about this.
They really do. Last year when we went to the nursing homes, they were like keeping them like kids keeping baseball cards.
Yes,
like back
hilarious.
In the day, man. Like, this one I'm keeping. I'm gonna
put
it up.
I want this one.
Yeah, I want this one.
It was adorable to watch them fight each other almost to keep the cards.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I'm gonna read this. I'm taking this one with me. And you could just see that they just love that somebody reached out to say Happy Valentine's Day.
And I think one of the things that maybe we don't realize, just because our lives get busy and there's always something happening, is it's probably not the same for those in nursing homes. There's a lot of downtime. There's a lot of loneliness. And I didn't even realize how big of a problem it was in nursing homes. And then they have the younger generation who probably makes them feel like, do they even get it? Do they even know my existence? They have the younger generation really get it and say that, hey, we care about you. We love you. Kevin, you had said that, like, when you picked up some of the cards, how creative they were and you were just inspired by it.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how the kids get it. And I'm not just talking about the little kids or the high school kids. All the kids get it. And it's neat that the teachers have instilled in their students how important it is just to appreciate your elders. And that's why it's such a big deal when we go out to these living facilities and get a chance to see their faces light up when they read them, because you realize this is cross-generational. The kids get a chance to say, hey, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for being in our lives. Thank you for all you've done in your generation. And then the older generation gets that feeling of, hey, I am appreciated. You know, this is awesome. Thanks for reaching out to me. It's just an awesome full circle moment.
It's cross-generation and it's also cross-community. I mean, we're traveling all over Missouri. We're traveling all over Illinois to pick up these Valentines. And this year it's crazy because it's not even just classrooms. It's entire schools that are getting involved. And they get it. And then the teachers tell their friends, and we're getting all different kids from all different walks of life to participate in this. And like Kevin said, they truly get it. So hopefully when we drop off these cards with Melody and everything, the senior citizens can truly take in the fact that they have the entire community wrapping their arms around them during this season.
It's so awesome. It's so special. And we collect them, but it's really your kids who are making them. It's your classrooms who are, and your teachings that are instilled into your kids. And then Melody and the team at Voice distributing them out. So much love is spread across generations and across your community. So thank you for Melody, you guys helping us, because like we just threw it up on the air. Like, who wants to help? And you guys stepped up. So appreciate it, Melody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Together, we're going to make a difference this year with Project Cupid. If you want to get involved, you can always reach out to us on Instagram or see all our videos and follow the whole journey on Instagram on The Brett Mega Show.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.